Hello, everyone. Welcome to the daily Shir Maseches Megillah. Mirtz Hashem, we're on pace to finish by Purim. We're holding the bottom of Hey Amid Beis. And yesterday we were seeing out different cities, Tveria and Hutzal in particular, where there was a discussion of whether they were walled from times of Yeshua ben Nun or not. Now the Gemara continues discussing cities, but as it is, we're not at this point particularly talking about the halachas of Megillah. We'll see. We're going to say a lot of to do with more definitions of what cities in Tanakh are, what actual cities, what the names in Tanakh refer to. And we're also going to talk about some Megadita concerning what's going to happen to various cities in the future and the brachas that different cities had. So let's see what it says. Again, the bottom of Hey Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ki avina talia. When I was a young kid, and talia is related to tle, like it means when I was a young boy, but a tle as a sheep means a young kid. Amina Milsa the She'il Milsabia, I said something that was then asked to the elders, Vishtakach Gavasi, and it was found to be like me. What did he say? Hamas Zutiveri. If you remember, there was a pasuk we read yesterday. I'll just read the whole pasuk for you. We listed a number of cities, and we're going to be discussing what those cities are, meaning which cities they are in our map of Eretz Yisrael today. Pasuk was in Yeshua, says, Va'ari Mivtsar, the fortified cities, Hatzidim, Tser, Vichamas, Rakas, Vichineris. So it names five cities. Tzidim, Tser, Chamas, Rakas, and Kineris. So Rabbi Yochanan said that if he was a child, he said that Chamas there is to Zu Tveria. That is Tveria. V'lamanekushma Chamas. Why is it called the name Chamas in the Pasuk? Al-Shum Chame Tveria. It's related to the word hot. Chame Tveria means the hot springs of Tveria. Those exist nowadays in Tveria. Anyone in Eretz Yisrael, there are natural hot springs there. He says that's why it's called that in the Pasuk, referring to that aspect of the city. Rakas, he continued, Rakas in that pasuk, Zu Tzipori. That is the city of Tzipori. V'lamnik Rishma Rakas, why is it called that? Mishum de Mendalia Kiraksa de Nahaya. It juts out the way it's set up, like the bank of a river. So also it was called that because of the topographical aspect that it had. Meaning to say it sits on the top of a mountain, the same way that's like sticking out, like the bank of a river sticks out from the river. It's this sticks out of the mountain, on the top of the mountain. That's the way Rashi explains it, that the bank of the river is higher than the river, so too the city is higher than the mountain. Kineris, he continued, Zu Ginosar. Kineris is a place that we would know as Ginosar. V'lama nikashma Kineris. Why is it called Kineris? Dematiki pira kikala de kinari. Its fruits are sweet, like the voice of a kinar, which is probably a violin or a harp. It probably means a violin, although there is a Gemara that says David HaMelech would hang his kinar from the ceiling and the wind would blow it at a certain hour. It sounds like it's a woodwind. I once heard someone explain. Whatever the instrument is, it has a sweet voice for our Gemara's purposes, and that was why over here, even though it was Ginosar, it was called Kineris. Amar Rava, mi kalamanda amar rakas lav tveri. Rava disagrees. It can't be that rakas that you're saying that Hamas is Tveria and rakas is Tzipori. No, rakas has to be Tveria. Could it be that anyone would hold rakas is not Tveria? The hak yishachiv inish hachal. When a person would die here is Bavel. Rava is speaking from Bavel. Hasam in Tveria, sapti lehachi. They give a hesped as follows. They say gaduhu b'sheshech. He's a great person in Sheshech. Sheshech, Rashi says, means Bavel. It's the letters of Bavel in Atbash, type of gematria system where you change an Aleph for a Tav, a Beis for a Shin, and so on. So Sheshech comes out as Bavel. This person was a great person in Bavel. The Shem lo Berakas, and he's a name in Rakas. And that's what they say in Tveria. They're talking about the name that he has there. When the Mita, the beer, would get to that place, would get to Tveria, Sati Leachi, then they would continue the Hesped, and they would say like this, Ove Sridim. Those who love Sridim really means a refugee, a Srid, the one who's left over. But Rashi translates, those who love Eretz Yisrael, Yoshvei Rakas, those who dwell in Rakas, which you're saying is Tveria, Suvi Kiba Harume Omek, you people dwelling here in Tveria, in Rakas, you have to now come out and accept the ones who were killed in the depths, in the lowland, meaning in Bavel. Gemara continues in a similar story that shows the point off. Kinoch nafshei Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira died. Pasach ala alu sabdana, a certain eulogizer, or people that seem to be particularly good at the art of what is needed in a hesped. He said, Eretz Shinar Hara, the land of Shinar, which is another name for Bavel, conceived him, Vayolda. Eretz Tzvi, conceived him and gave birth to him. Eretz Tzvi, the land of the Tzvi, which is Eretz Yisrael. Gidla Shashueha, it raised the toy, so to speak, the jewel, the enjoying the things that was enjoyed by Bavel, right? It was raised in Eretz Yisrael. Oy na lo omer rakas. Woe to it, says rakas, ki avda klei chamdasa. Now, again, rakas, we're now saying again is Tveria. So again, this is what was said in Tveria, that woe to the field of Tveria, where he was, that is lost its klei chamdasa, its precious vessel. So that's Rava's point. Ella amar Rava, the girsa here we have printed as Rava, but the girsa changes to Rava, would make sense. That Rava says it must be Chamas zuchami Gerar. Chamas doesn't refer to Tveria, it refers to the hot springs of a place called Gerar. Rakas zu Tveria. Rakas is Tveria, as we just said. Kineres zu Ginos, and we agree, Kineres is actually Ginos, as we said. Belamanik Rashmal Rakas. Why is Tveria properly nicknamed as Rakas? Shafila Rekonin Shaba Malayan Mitzvah Kirimon. Even the empty ones in there, means perhaps unlearned people, or means people who are not particularly medactic in mitzvahs, still filled up in mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Pomegranate has many, many seeds, and so too they have many, many mitzvahs. I've heard that people explain that a pomegranate has 613 seeds. I can tell you from my personal experience that is not true, at least not about any given pomegranate. Maybe there's some that do. But I've heard a different shot that it means people filled up like with mitzvahs like a pomegranate means a pomegranate is peculiar in that the fruit is the seed. The part you eat of the pomegranate, the part you eat, the fruit, is also what you plant. So a mitzvah is like that. A mitzvah is a means and an end. It's the part that you eat, and it's also the part that plants in you to make you grow further. That's a pshat I heard why it would make sense that the seeds of a pomegranate would be like a mitzvah. Its true name was actually Rakas. Tveri is a nickname we gave it. Why did it be called that? It sits in the tibur, which is really the navel. It means the middle part of Eretz Yisrael. If you look on a map, the way we have Eretz Yisrael now, it's not exactly the middle from west to east, from north to south, but maybe it means the middle from west to east. It could be about in the middle at that point in the land. Rava we have in the Girsa, but this time it's probably changed to Rabba. Rava Omar, Rakas Shema. Rakas is indeed its name. This is about Tveria again. Rakas Shema. Vlama Nika Shema Tveria. Why is it called Tveria? Shetova Ri Asa. It looks very nice. There's a very nice appearance to it. That's the way you call it to vary. Amr Zi'ira. Kitron, we'll see where this the city comes up in a pasuk. We didn't have it in our previous one. Kitron Zu Tzipori. Kitron is Tzipori. Now, it doesn't have to contradict before that a different pasuk has a different name for Tzipori, but it says in this other pasuk, Kitron is Tzipori. Vlamnik Rishma Tzipori. Why is it called that? Shir Sheves Rosh Ahar Kitzipori. Sits on the top of a mountain like a bird. The Kitron Tzipori, here the Gemara asks the question, Kitron is Tzipori? Kitron Mechagol Shel Zvulun Havoi. We know Kitron was in the section of the land that was given to Zvulun. The Ksiv says, Zvulun lo horish es yoshvei Kitron v'es yoshvei Nahalu. This is saying how Zvulun was meant to wipe out all Canaanite people dwelling in Eretz Yisrael when they conquered the land, but they didn't. They didn't manage to drive out the people in Kitron and Nahalu. They were over in Aveira of letting people live there, and they let them stay, and they collected taxes from them, Rashi elaborates. But Kitron was theirs to take care of, and they didn't. So you see from that it was their property. Zvulun, Mitzrayim al-Midos of Hava. Zvulun complained about its Midos, about what was given to it in the division of the land. That's what Midos means over here, Rashi says, could mean mazel. It was upset about its mazel. Shenemar Zvulun am cheref nav sholomus. Zvulun was upset, essentially is what that means. A nation that its soul was upset to die. It was upset what it had. Ma'atam, the pasuk there continues, why were they upset? Mishum, as the pasuk says, the Naphtali amirom esodet. Because Naphtali was in the high parts of the field. They had good land. Right? Now, here's an elaboration of what that means. Amr Zvulun l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zvulun said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, L'achai nosata lehem sodet sukrami. To my brothers, you gave fields and you gave vineyards. V'li nosata harim v'vos. To me, you gave you gave mountains and hills, things that I can't plant, I can't grow. L'achai nosata lehem artsos. To my brothers, you gave lands. Lands that would be fertile. V'li nosata yamim anaharos. To me, you gave seas and rivers. Amarlo, Kadosh Baruch Hu said back to Zvulun, Kulun Srichan Lechai De Chilozin. They're all going to need you because in your land, in your waters, grow the Chilozin animal which was needed to create the Chilis. Shenemar, as it says by the Brachos in the Zosa Bracha and the Chumash, it says, Amim Hayukro, that means that the nations, meaning the Shvatim, would have to gather and be called to that land that Zvulun had. Usfune Timunichli, the Halt of the Har, meaning they have to get what they have out of the mountains. Which could be where the Chilozin dwells, or it could be other great things there. We're going to elaborate what the great things are. It was Svune Timunichol. Svune means something chashiv, and the hidden things in the sands. What are these things? Tani Rav Yosef, elaborated on these in this pasuk. Sfune zechilozen, that's a chashiv thing that was there with the chilozen. Tmune, hidden things. Tirias, tirias is a type of fish. Rashi seemed to say it's a tuna, tunina. He translates a chashiv fish that they had. Chol, which means sand. Zuchis levana, white glass. They had a type of sand that would make a very clear glass. Even nowadays, glass is made out of sand. Glass could be made out of sand, and they had a very good sand that can make very clear glass. So Amar Lefan of Ribono Shel Olam, Zvulun said to Hashem after he promised them these things, that they're going to have these precious items, Mimo Diani. Rashi learns it means, who's going to tell me if someone takes this stuff without paying me? I mean, my land is here, and people can come in and take my precious items. They're all naturally occurring. How am I going to know if someone took? Amar Lo, he said, Hashem said back to them, Shem Yizbichu Zivchei Tzedek. Over there, they will shech righteous offerings. Simin ze yelechob. You have this simin. Kol hanotu imchob lo damim. Anyone who takes from me without paying, enu mo'ab hermatia shalom. The items he takes, the sand in order to make the glass, the chilozim to make the chelos, etc., won't come out good. It won't help in his business. Klum, at all. Rashi learns, why is that from Sham Yizbichu ziv yichay tzedek? Is because the same way by an ola, korbanos can't be from gezel, so too, that's your simin. They won't be able to get away with stealing. So here's our point in this flow of the Gemara. If you think Kitron Zu Sipori, Kitron, which is in the place of Zvulun, is Sipori, Amai Misraim Amidosev. Why are they upset about having Sipori? So Ahavi with Sipori, Milsada Difatuva. Sipori was very good. If you want to say that despite being very good in agricultural ways, but it lacks the mita of being flowing with, it lacks the mita of being flowing with milk and honey, which was a very good thing. It's not true. V'hamar Shlakish, or Shlakish, L'didi, Chazili, I saw it myself. Zavat Kolav Zavashti Tzipori. I saw the flow of milk and honey that was in Tzipori. V'hav Yeshisha Aser Mil, Al Shisha Aser Mil. It was 16 mils by 16 mils wide. Rashi tells us that's 4 parsos. Let's keep that number in mind for a second. Gemara says, V'chitema, the lo nefisha didei kida achuha. If you want to say it wasn't as much flow of milk and honey as his brothers. So Hamar Rabba Bar Barachano, Hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Ledidi Chazili Zavat Chalad Zavash to Chol Eretz Yisrael. He says, I saw all the flow of milk and honey of Eretz Yisrael. The Avi Kimibei Kubi at Akra Dutulbanki. It was the measurement of a place called Bei Kubi until another place called Akra Dutulbanki, means the port of Tulbanki, clearly a port city. Two cities that were there in Eretz Yisrael. Estrin Vitart in Parsi. It was 22 parsos, Urchod in length. Uplusia shisa parsi. In other words, the width was 6, 22 by 6. And now we're saying that 4 parsos out of that part of the land was how much this flow of milk and honey Tzipori had. So they had quite a large fraction of it. They certainly were not going to complain that everyone else had more. They had quite a large in proportion fraction of it. Afilo hachi, still Gemara says back, you know why they complained? Sadu sakram adifale. They wanted particular, even with all those great things, they Taka had Tzipori, so Kitron is Tzipori, we're maintaining, and they still complained because they wanted fields, and they wanted vineyards, places to plant things. Dikonami and it's Meduyak and the Pasek, Diksiv, Naftali, Amarome, Sada, Shvamino. After they complained, says, why were they complaining? Because Naftali had fields, Shvamino. So despite having all these great things, they wanted fields in particular. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehudah, Ve'ikron Ta'akir. This is a pasuk in Tzifania that elaborates that in the end of days, Hashem is going to destroy various glorious cities. And then one called Ikron that will be uprooted. All the things in the psukim that it's bringing is cities that will be destroyed in a way that seems to relate to the name. Aza, the city called Aza, I don't know if our modern day Aza or not, but it will be Azuva, it will be abandoned. Ashkelon, Lishmama, will be desolate. Ashdod, Batsarayim, Yigarshua, Ashdod will be cleared out in the afternoon. Ekron will be uprooted. So says the Gemara, what is Ekron to Akron? What does that mean? Zu Kisari Bas Edom. That is a place called Kisari that is Roman. I don't think it means the modern-day Eretz Yisrael city of Caesarea, but it probably means something in Rome. She Yoshevis Ben Acholos. This is a city that sits in between two sands, probably means in between two shores. V'hi Yoheisa Yase Tekul Yisrael B'yimei Yevonim. That was a thorn on our side, so to speak, a peg that was put into us in the days of the Greeks. Because Shegavar Malchus Beis Chashmonaim, when the Chashmonaim kings took over, succeeded and conquered, succeeded and became victorious, Venitzchum, they were victorious, Hayukorin also Achidas Migdal Shir. They changed the name Achidas Migdal Shir, which means the conquering of a, Migdal means a tower, and Shir means a song. There are gears here that changed the shade, which means a certain understanding that in this city there existed some demons. Either way, I don't know from the Gemara, straight out of the Gemara, why it was they felt the need to change the name. Perhaps Ikron was a name that denoted some sort of Vorazor or something like that, or just because it was a Roman name, and they changed the name for that. But they changed the name of something, obviously, that showed off their conquest of the city, the Hashmonaim king's conquest of that place. So that's what that city refers to. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. Says Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, my diksiva atziyosi dam mipi v'shikutzav min shino v'nishar gam hu leilukenu. Says the pasuk referring to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do to Rome at the end of days. It says, I will remove blood from its mouth and what is stuck between its teeth, and it will be left to our God. It means, Vashirosi dam mipiv, I will move blood from its mouth, that base, bamal yashahen, bam yashahen. This is a base, means the type of Avodah Zarah that they had. Bamya means the heads of the Avodah Zarah would be there in this particular house, in this type of building. Vashikutsav mibein shinov, the removing one from the disgusting thing from between its teeth, that base galion shalehen, that also means the house of Avodah Zarah. It's not too clear difference in Rashi. It says puts them both together, or similar types of places of worship that they had. Benisha gamhu lelukenu, he'll be left for us. What does this mean? Elu batzi kinesios abati mijosher sheba edom. They're going to have from Edom, we're going to have take their buildings, we're going to use it as gathering places and batei midrashos. That's where we're going to take the physical things that they left and use them for mitzvahs. That's what it says. V'hayka aluf b'Yehuda ve'ekron kibus. It continues. It will be like aluf b'Yehuda. Aluf really means a champion in Yehuda. And ekron kibusi means ekron will be like Yerushalayim. Rashi teaches Yevusi as Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Elu teratios v'karkartios shebe Edom. These are the theaters and circuses that exist in Edom. She'asidim sar Yehuda lami behen tar b'rabim. The heads of Yehuda will learn Torah, teach Torah in them in public. So I know people always point out, you know, Madison Square Garden, some places like that, you get these big Siyum HaShas, other gatherings that happen. Of course, it could be a kiyum of this type of idea. Maybe that's what it means. Those things are going to happen in the Mos Mashiach or something similar to that. Fine. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Leshem Zupamias, V'ekron Ta'akir Zukisari Bas Adam. This is the first part of this, a different pasuk we didn't quote yet. The pasuk in Yeshua that talks about the different barriers, the different borders, I should say, of the land. And it says there was a place called Leshem that was conquered by Shevet Dan. He says that place that was conquered was a place called Pamayas. Pamayas is where the Yarden goes out from, Rashi says, meaning it's in Eretz Yisrael, because we're in Sefer Yeshua and they're conquering Eretz Yisrael. So it's where the Yarden, it's the border city of the Yarden. Ekron Ta'akir, back to the other pasuk that we quoted, Zu Kesari Basadam, is again Kesari. That was a Roman city. She Haisa Metropolin Shamalachim. It was a metropolis of kings. Rashi gives us the etymology of that word, metropolin. In Greek, the fear of the kingdom is metra. And polin is a lushin of authority. So it would it's essentially a city that means an official type of city that one should be afraid of. So that's what he's saying that Sukkim referred to. Igada Amr Demarimos Malki. Now, what does that mean? Some say it means, if they're a great city of kings, it means maybe that there are a lot of kings there. Igada Amr Demukmi Mino Malki. Or they establish kings from people from there. That's where they take their stock of royalty. Kesari of Yerushalayim. If you have the city of Kesari and the city of Yerushalayim, Im Yomer Lecha Adam, if someone tells you Charbo Shteyan, that they're both destroyed, Al Ta'amin, don't believe that. Yashvu Shteyan, if they're both settled and peaceful, Al Ta'amin, don't believe that. Charba Kesari of the Yashvu Yerushalayim, Charba Yerushalayim of Yashvu Kesari. If Kesari is destroyed and Yerushalayim is settled, or the other way around, Ta'amin, that you believe. Shneamar Amaleah Chareva. The Pasuk says that it's talking about Tyre, Sor. Right, it was a great Roman city. It says about Yerushalayim that when it will be destroyed, I fill it. I mean, they say it's one or the other. I mean, the Gemara Darshan like that. Imaleyazu charevazu. Imaleyazu charevazu. If one is full, one is the other one is destroyed, and vice versa. Say it. Says the Gemara. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha Uloom Milom Yamatz. Really, it's true. Even in the pasuk that was by Yaakov and Esav, initially Rivka went to find out what's going on with her pregnancy, and she was told by Shem that one nation will be stronger from the other nations, really what that means. Meaning to say only one of them will be powerful at any given time. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma Diksiv, what does it mean? Yuchan Rasha Ba Lomad Tzedek. Rasha says, a Rasha should be given favor, he did not learn righteousness. Or what does that mean? This is a discussion. Amar Yitzchak, Lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yvon Sha'olam, Yuchan Esav, my son Esav should be given favor. Amar Lo, Hashem said back to him, Rasha Hu, he's a Rasha. Amalo Balom Atzedek, can he not learn righteousness? Or Taich could be, can it not be learned on him exclusive? Doesn't he have any excuse? Amalo Be'eretz Chochos Ya'avo. That really means literally in the land of Sadiqim, he became crooked. Rashi learns it means he's going to destroy the base of Migdash. That's what that means. He's going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. So this because of that, Amarlo Imkain Balyera Geyus Hashem. If that's true, he should not see the greatness of Hashem. He should be destroyed. Yitzchak said about the descendants of Esau. Now, I can't ask over here that he's being destroyed based on a future Avera, and we generally don't do that, but Asher Husham, persons judge how they are, because Yitzchak already said he's currently a Rasha. Hashem was saying that to Yitzchak, is not going to get any better, the Seder. Okay, we're going to stop here because the next Rasha flows on to Amud Beis. Ritz Hashem will continue tomorrow.